Jacob's ladder remind us that Jacob is kind of like, well, first, it's one of the patriarchs that all Israelites look up to and respected. And by the, and if you study history, right, you know that after David, and especially through all the exiles, right, the land where that Jacob ladder later going to become, if you call the gospel story of the Samaritan woman, she said, all of you worship down in Jerusalem while the Samaritan worship at the well where Jacob found it. There was contention, especially when the southern kingdom separated itself from the northern kingdoms. The 10 tribes separated from the 2 tribes, right? So there's what that ruptured in between the Israelites themselves. And Jacob seemed to be the one that unite them all, that they can still find a common ground on. And it's what Jacob seeing that this ladder connecting heaven and earth, and the angels go up and down. This become the type or the prefigurement for Christ himself, the one who connected heaven and earth. The ladder that we can connect to God and to be able to know who he is as our Father through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. Christ, the Son of God, came to heal us, to set us free, to save us, to redeem us from the enslavement of sin and of this world, and to connect us back to God. And today we see this in a very beautiful way, that Jesus, being called from one thing, still did not miss someone else who needed him. He was called to help an official whose daughter passed away. And while he was on his way, this woman who suffered from hemorrhages for 12 years, and if you study Mosaic law, you know what happened, right? Would be a lot of abandonment, isolation. She was not welcome. So imagine the pain she was going through for 12 years. That isolation from her community. And she think to herself, well, if I could just touch the tassel, I might be healed. I could be cured. Out of desperation, out of abandonment, out of isolation, out of fear, out of reservation and all those stuff, she touched his tassel. And instead of rebuking her, he said, courage, daughter. Have courage. Your faith has saved you. How tender, how compassionate, how attentive to Jesus was. That even though he was called to do one thing, he did not miss the people who needed him in on the adventure itself. Oftentimes, we tend to focus on getting to the destination, getting things done, that we miss the journey itself. And the beauties, the blessing, the challenges that go alongside. So today, perhaps the good Lord is teaching us a very valuable lesson, that perhaps we need to slow down, look at the people around us to see if they need help or not, instead of being so focused on things that need to be done, that we miss the opportunities of caring, of loving, of healing, and of being Christ for others and how we love them. So that's my invitation for you today, that first, have that humility like the woman, to have courage to let our faith save us. But also, the second question is to be Jesus, to be Christ for others, to slow down, to look around us, and to recognize those who are in need as well.